back in Leeds today. It must be a real honour to be going to Leeds Trinity, the uni I went to, and to get this ceremony.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, being from Leeds and being from this area and being asked to fulfil this role is obviously a great honour. And you know, it's a great project, a great cause, and you know, one that wants to help children raise their aspirations and boost achievement. And I think it's such a good project and a good thing for these children and help them on the way in life and in education. For me to be involved and staff to be involved, and anything I can do to, you know, help with that is obviously great for me to be able to put something in.
And how does it feel to be an inspiration for the children of Leeds?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate to do what I do, play football, and you know, I know how difficult it is to make it, and you need so much luck and things like that. And you know, if I can inspire children to work hard and chase their dreams, and that's not just whether it's in sports, you know, to get anywhere in life you have to work hard, whether it's in education, to be whatever you want to be, to go to university, to get the most out of school. It takes hard work, and if I can, any help I can give, and if it inspires just one child to, you know, push a bit harder, work a bit harder and aim for the stars and try to do what they want to do and make their life better, then you know, it's obviously a great position and a fortunate position that I'm in.
And being back in Leeds today, just what's it like to be coming back to your home city?
Yeah, it's always great to come back. You know, feel a lot of pressure at times being the other side of the Pennine and representing Yorkshire. And every time Leeds are on Soccer Saturday, the score coming up, and I'm badgering the lads, you know, what's the Leeds score? And, you know, the lads might be from Brazil or whatever, and, you know, frankly, don't give a monkeys about the Leeds score, and we have a laugh. But, yeah, I mean, I love Leeds. I'm obviously grew up here and went to school here and played for the club a long time, supported Leeds United, so I love the city, and you know, they get to come back as often as I like, so it's always nice to come back. And you know, just driving around the streets and coming to the university today brings back a lot of happy memories.
And you said there that you still follow the Leeds United scores. Just what have you made to the season so far for Leeds?
Yeah, I think frustrating at times, up and downs. Started a lot of draws, obviously. You know, hopefully they can get it right. You know, it's obviously, I believe it's a club that deserves to be in the top flight, and it's a great club. So, you know, if we can get that bit of stability over the next few years, and we've got some good young players coming through, and hopefully kick on and move back up into the Premier League where they deserve to be.
And obviously this is a question for a few years down the line, but have you ever thought that you could go back to Leeds United one day?
Yeah, I mean, never say never. You know, obviously being a Leeds fan and playing there as a kid and coming through, and you know, the unfortunate thing for me was only playing there for 2 years and moving on. But, you know, that's football and things change quickly. So, you know, I don't want to say yes, definitely, or no, definitely, because you never know what happens in football. And I'd obviously always love to play for Leeds at some point, but you never know what's going to happen in football. So I can't say for definite either way. But, yeah, obviously, as a Leeds fan, it's very special being able to play for your hometown club. So, you know, I enjoyed it immensely, and you know, it seems such a long time ago now.
And James, it's John from the Hometime Show at Radio Yorkshire. Just had to dip in because I'm the resident Liverpool fan. Been very much enjoying watching you play this season for the Reds. Looking forward to the rest of the season. Obviously, big game again on Sunday, and things are pretty renewed with the optimism at Anfield at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, I think obviously, it's always difficult when you change manager, and it's exciting times at the football club, I think, especially now the new manager coming in. We've got a young team, a great mix of, you know, domestic players, foreign players, young and old. Obviously, the stadium being, one stand being redone, and I think it's exciting times for the football club, and it's an exciting time to be a Liverpool player, and, you know, still in all the cup competitions. You know, that's where we're going to be, and hopefully we can keep picking up a few results. And you know, I think we've got a lot of room for improvement, which is the pleasing thing. We're going to keep getting better, I think. Obviously, the more we are together and the more we work with the manager, and hopefully, you know, come out of Christmas in a good position in the league, and hopefully try and nail down one of the trophies.
And looking at Liverpool, obviously the new boss Jurgen Klopp, just what have you made of him? Because he is someone obviously very charismatic.
Yeah, I think he's done the hard work and won the media over, I think. You know, that's the hardest job of all most of the time. So, you know, obviously he comes here with a great track record. He's very experienced. He's won trophies before. He gets as well prepared for the games. He's got a great excitement and enthusiasm for the game, and that feeds down to the players as well. And, you know, he's full of confidence and gets behind the players at all times. So, it was always disappointing, you know, seeing the old manager go, and you know, I was disappointed only to work with Brendan for a short time. But like I said before, unfortunately, that's football and things change very quickly. And you know, the club has done a great job of getting in a top class manager, and we're all enjoying working under the manager, and hopefully we can keep improving.
And for yourself, you know, you've been at the highest point of English football for so many years now. Just how do you find it, and what would your advice be to the youngsters that are coming through at the moment at all the Premier League sides?
Yeah, it flies by, I think. I think that's the biggest thing. I can't believe how long it was, you know, since I was in Leeds and starting my journey, if you like. And I remember Nigel Martin, when I was a young kid, saying to me, enjoy it, it'll fly. And I was 16 at the time and didn't believe him. And before you know it, it's 13 years gone. So, you know, the young guys would just say, enjoy it, work as hard as you can, and try learn everything you can from every training session, and try and improve all the time, because you need that luck to be successful, and you need to work hard, and you need to obviously always keep improving.
And James, then, tonight, just how much are you looking forward to the ceremony?
Yeah, it's obviously a great honour, like I say, to be asked to be Chancellor, and the responsibility that brings. But, you know, it is a great thing, and the amount of children that are there today who have excelled this year and done, you know, I think it's 30 activities for the Bronze Awards. You know, they put some great activities on, all different ranges of things, things that you'd do in school, things you wouldn't, and they enjoy those things, they learn from those things, and hopefully it inspires them to go on and do what they want to do, and help them on their path of learning, and maybe hopefully one day, you know, going up to university, and gives them a taste for and helps them decide what they want to do when, you know, they do make that next step.